Honourable Chair, I suggest that the minister switch off and switch on again.
He should reboot the...
Yes, the system again.
Okay. I am in it. What's happening? The sound anymore. Okay. Hopefully the minister will be back in a minute.
Yes, I'm admitting him, Chair.
Okay. But you can't detect where the sounds come from.
It comes from the minister's side, Chair, because I tried to mute everyone and leave the minister alone, and it still has that sound.
DG, what's happening in the office of the minister?
Mommy!
It's double dash there.
Hey, how does it happen?
No, Chair, I don't know. I've sent people to go and check.
It should not be that there are
people...
I hope there are no people who are trying to hack our systems, yeah.
No, that's a problem of a speaker.
It's a problem of a speaker?
Yes.
Oh, okay, same. You must just change position.
I saw Cindy running around. Can't she use a gadget for a minister to join the platform?
Yes, Chair, I will explore that. Thank you.
Yeah. I saw her at the background. So if in the meantime, you can use the gadget so that we don't lose members, because from 2 o'clock, members have to go to the assembly. There are those who are in the provincial week, and so we'll be thinner and thinner after 2.
Chairperson, is it possible that the DG and other members of the Treasury could take some questions while the minister is lost?
Chairperson?
Cindy?
Yeah, I'm here, Chairperson.
The minister use your gadget in the meantime?
Yeah, minister is trying to just connect with his iPad quickly, and if that doesn't work, we will get him to connect with one of our other laptops.
I can see the minister on the screen.
Why? Yeah, he's connected.
Minister's connected to his iPad. Thank you. Sorry, Chairperson and Honourable Members.
You must have your lines very safe there. There are people who are trying to hack the system.
Thank you.
I was talking to state security. You can't allow that people just get into the line. Okay. Minister, we are before 2 o'clock of an Vayaka assembly.
Yes. I've had to change gadgets. So I don't know what is happening now. Anyway, we're always ready. Can the systems organizer please not mute me all the time, please? I was at the point where I was trying to deal with the interrelationships between the different economic agents and players in the process of the economic reconstruction and recovery program. In particular, wanting to remove this sense that the program is a state-funded program. It's not. The state would be part of the process, but the major part is the private enterprise with the role of the trade union movement and community and so on coming into the picture. So that's very, very important, because the state does not have the capacity to fund it. Anyway, it can't fund everything. But the key thing is this partnership, creating the confidence levels necessary. You'd have noticed in the speech yesterday, we made reference to a number of the confidence building mechanisms and factors and so on. I don't agree with the notion of an IMC on illicit financial flows. The issues of finance reside with the Minister of Finance, the National Treasury, and as far as the illegal flows of funds are concerned, that is the job of SARS. There's no interministerial committee that can do anything about that. So that I don't agree with. I don't know who took that decision, but it doesn't make sense at all. And I'll never support it myself. I think those are the major issues that I picked up. But DG, can I hand over to you and your colleagues there to pick up any other issue I might have missed? Thank you very much. And DM, you're there as well.
Thanks, Minister. Yeah, there was a question from Honorable Duet about funds from education and where, you know, and there was a question, Minister, also for you about the expropriation without compensation. Mampo will deal with a question on funds, and Momo will deal with a question from Honorable Long of tax about tax and the issue about tax there. Yeah, and some of the questions were direct, Minister. You've dealt with all of them. I'm trying to see if there's any other question that was... And Mampo will also deal with the zero-based budgeting, a question from Honorable Ryder, and around the question of environment, and Madi Jeng will deal with the question of DORA. Sepisa will deal with the question of debt subject 3 and where it's going. Yeah, maybe let's start with Sepisa, Mampo, and then Momo. Thanks, Minister.
Thanks, DG. It was not really a question. I think it was more of a statement around where the trajectory is going, and given the trajectory, you know, what are the fiscal anchors that we are considering to lower the budget deficit and also deal with the debt, because at some point, and the honourable member is right, at some point we will not be able to finance the kind of requirements that we are showing, and I reflected that also in the risks that we see in terms of the government funding programme. And overall, the implication for the debt service costs that are already, number one, high, and two, already crowding out the necessary expenditure. So Edgar can deal from a fiscal side in terms of what are the considerations. I know we had considered a debt ceiling, and there's work and research that is ongoing around the best way to deal with some of the fiscal anchors and some of the fiscal rules that could arrest this growth, given that the risks are, if you look at all of them, really are stacked on the upside in relation to this fiscal framework. I'll stop there, Gigi, and Edgar can expand on some of the work that they've done around the fiscal anchors. Thank you.
Thanks. Mr. Chairman, thanks. So very quickly, so we, as honourable members, I think will be aware, we do have an existing fiscal anchor in the form of an expenditure ceiling. You can see the details in that regard in Chapter 3 of the MTBPS. It's clearly outlined in RAND terms over the MTF. The issue of additional anchors is something that we've been working on for some time, including a debt ceiling. Of course, an important aspect to understand in that regard is that a fiscal anchor such as a debt ceiling, if it is to work, needs to be backed up by a credible set of policies, including potentially legislation or at least the cabinet decision. But from a technical perspective, we consider that there might be value in it for the long term. But what's more important is to have credibility in the overall fiscal stance, rather than just having a number or an artificial ceiling. But for sure, We have been working on that for some years, actually, in respect of fiscal anchor. But I think for now, I'll leave it at that. Thanks, Chair.
Nampo?
Thank you, DG. I'm just trying to switch on the video. Good afternoon, honorable members. Good afternoon, DG. So the questions that I'm going to be dealing with will be on budget reductions. So far what we have done is that we have given departments the indicative reductions that they have to consider, but we still have to work with the departments to see which programs they can reduce that will have the minimal impact. I mean, there's no doubt that these budget reductions are of a significant nature, and what it will mean for some departments will mean policy changes or basically improving the way in which they do things. So what we're going to do between now and the budget 2021 will be just to work with these departments to make sure we minimize the impact on service delivery as much as possible. So that's what we're going to do between the next coming few months. In terms of the zero-based budgeting, as the minister has indicated at the time of the supplementary exam, what we plan to do is that we plan to conclude on the spending reviews, which we have already done, 50 of them, and we did put a box in the MTBPS that just summarizes the outcome of the spending reviews and use that as a tool that will help us get through to the full zero-based budgeting. So the minister has announced that we're going to start looking at the two departments, which is the National Treasury and the BPE. And from there, the starting point would be looking at the spending reviews that we have done in the budget of the Treasury and BPE. And then from there, the recommendations from those, then we will implement it. And as the minister said, this process takes long. So for now, we just focusing on the two departments so that we can make sure we learn as we do, so that when we implement to the overall department, at least we have a good idea of what needs to be done and how effective we can do it. So for now, we will continue with the spending reviews for the rest of the departments as we have been, so that when we start going or start doing zero-based budgeting for those departments, we already have the recommendations from the spending reviews that we have done so far. Thank you, TG. Thank you, honorable members.
Momo on tax. Is it close?
Okay. Okay, no, thanks, DG. I think firstly, just on tax, in terms of where revenue will come from or the additional revenue, those decisions we'd only make at budget time. Generally, that's when we make any new tax proposals, except, of course, like you had for COVID in March and April. But otherwise, we only do them on budget day. So when we do the MTPPS, we still keep all our options open. We monitor whether we have growth, because obviously there's a trade-off, for example, between growth and depends which tax you, if you were to put up any tax. But at this stage, and I think as was said in a February budget, we're not looking at significant tax increases. The amount that we've penciled in for next year are still small, and it could happen whether you deal with fiscal drag, so how much you lower certain taxes rather than increasing. But those decisions have not been made as yet. And it's not a big amount for next year. And similarly, as we deal with year two and year three, we'll make those decisions on the budget days when we present the budget on those days. With regard to revenue collections improving, yes, as you can see in our outlook, we are looking at growth, even though it's low, although we expect a bit of a bounce. So revenue should improve if we get even lower growth going. At the moment, remember, we've had negative growth. So we're optimistic. Yes, there are risks. If there's a second wave, if there's a lockdown as we had like this year, yes, that will impact. But I think even if with the second wave, I think that we've learned perhaps how to live better with this virus, and so hopefully it will not be as bleak. I think on illicit flows, I think the minister has made, I think, a good point, because, you know, it's often thrown as a term like illicit flows, like it's one item. I think Chair, former Chair Karim, or Chair of our CECOF, I think you also know that there's different sources, and one really needs to make sure if it's illicit flows from, for example, the drug trade, you need the policing and other authorities to come in. To the extent that, like the minister has said, with SARS, I think they are taking steps to deal with specific issues. And remember, some of those issues can deal with taxpayer confidentiality. So it's not something they can go and shout about, but it's their ability to actually assess whether there's transfer pricing and that they stop those. Remember that there's other forms of illicit flows, which was the Gupta's taking and SOE's taking funds out. That also requires a different mechanism. So there's a lot of work going on all of these things. Yes, there is some coordination between officials, but I think as the minister said, having an inter-ministerial committee would solve problems like that. The issue is really to get each of the authorities to be doing their work where they sit. Thank you, Chair.
Minister, I think we have addressed most of the questions, unless we missed some. Thank you very much. I don't know if the DM would want to come in.
Yeah, but,
no, I think I'm...
Should I go?
Oh, yes, who's managing, yeah.
Yeah, so thank you, Chair, and thank you, honorable members. On the question of whether there are any further in-year shifts and adjustments to DORA, there aren't any major allocations other than the allocations that are coming from the Presidential Employment Initiative, which are going to be captured in the, which are being captured in the adjustment DORA. So of the 12.6 billion that is allocated for this initiative, 8.5 billion will flow to provinces to fund the initiatives within the programs that provinces run, like education, health, social development, and transport, in order to create short-term jobs, but that will also assist in service delivery, particularly in the context of COVID, like in education. They will be looking at education assistance to assist in various things that needs to be done during this COVID time. So any further shifts within the budget will be seen when provinces also table their own adjustments next month. So the other question relates to the municipalities. What is being done for municipalities to support the economy and some of the concerns around municipalities. Obviously, when we talk about economic activities, those are all anchored within municipal spaces. And hence, the basics that municipalities need to provide remain very, very important in terms of making sure that there is reliable water and energy and roads and waste management so that then the businesses are able to get these services in an affordable and reliable manner. So that remains a very important basic element that municipalities need to do to ensure that they can attract and retain businesses within their spaces. And a lot of effort is directed towards that. So obviously the issues around the state of their finances, which a lot of those are rising from the issues of poor governance, becomes quite a concern that we are also concerned about, because then they would impact on service delivery. So hence the efforts through the district delivery model that is also trying to support the issues of capacity and extended delivery, but also address the issues of lack of coordination and alignment
of government targeting spaces within this municipality. So I think those are the issues that remain important, including improving planning and capacity to deliver. And that's the important focus that government is focusing on in this municipality. Thank you, Chair.
Chair, that brings to the end our burden. I know we have run out of time on this water board thing. I think I'll have to come back and have a conversation with you about it. Thank you.
Chairperson, can I just come in on one quick issue?
Yes, Chairperson.
Because we can't keep this hanging in the air as committees. We either kick it forward or drop it. So in respect to IFFs, the first thing to stress is that it's not an outlandish proposal we had. It came from five committees. Finance is obviously key to addressing IFF, but it also involved the Minerals Committee, their public hearings with the Trade and Industry Committee, and then the Chief of our Southern Finance obviously was involved. So we had several, as you know, quarterly sittings with Justice, because it involves the NPA, the Hawks, to the police committee and so on. Secondly, honestly, Momo, we know what IFFs are by now. We had several discussions, including yourselves and SARS. Thirdly, National Treasury and SARS seems to have changed the tune today. Well, National Treasury has. Previously, you said to us, well, you know, we hand over matters to the police and the Hawks don't take it forward. We engage the Hawks. They said, well, you know, it's passing the buck, it's the NPA and so on. So we brought all these committees together. We encouraged the departmental coordination. Since then, that interdepartmental coordination is very much occurring. As you know, Comrade Chair, more than me, you took over this thing at the NA because of the provincial dynamic. So it's on the agenda. It's not as if it's something new. Previous minister said, yes, we'll look into it. So if there can't be an IMC because there's too many of them and some are quite ineffective, that's fine. The minister's entitled to his view, but so is Parliament. I don't see why there can't be some coordination if you've got them coordinating anyway. Because it's, yes, SARS must play the key role, but so must the FIC, so must the Hawks, so must the NPA. Otherwise, you're not going to get conviction. SARS itself, SARS, the Reserve Bank, came to us and said, we've given 38 cases. About 2.5 years ago, the governor said to us, and only two have been acted on, only two convictions, one of which wasn't actually on BEPS, in that case, the mining sector, or illicit financial. There's a woman that was found for some other reason, because it was easier to convict. So it is a multidisciplinary thing, there's no doubt about that. We can't go backwards now to say simply SARS. But finally, we cannot prescribe to the executive, as we said in our report. We simply think this is the way to go forward. So if an IMC is out, then some other level of coordination, the ministers must hold the respective departments relevant to prosecuting people ultimately, and there's a whole lot of processes before that. Otherwise, it doesn't have the same effect. The officials can meet. That is all we say. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks very much, Chairperson Karim. I think we'll have to wind down because the National Assembly started 5 minutes ago. Members have to attend, and there are those who are in the provincial week. We'll have to find a way of carrying the discussions forward in the next engagement. Probably when we come back in the next year, Minister, because now our program is very tight. It's packed. We'll have to get a presentation on how, okay, maybe before I do the summary, I see Honorable Dutoit White want to say something so that we can move towards conclusion. Honorable Dutoit. Akbare Dutoit. Alan and Kulak, didn't I see Dutoit raising a hand?
Yes, Chairperson, he did raise his hand. I don't know what happened.
Okay. I know he's come back.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, he's come back.
Chair, the Minister could just answer with regards to the effect of expropriation without compensation on the economy. It would be appreciated. Thank you.
Okay. Let me allow the Minister to come in, then I do the closing remarks. Minister, over to you in regard to that question from Akhbare Dutoy in regard to expropriation of land without compensation.
May I please do like rugby players do and keep for touch? It's not my lane. It's not in my lane. Thank you.
Okay. We'll discuss it in another platform, Akhbare Dutoy. I was saying that when we come back in the new year, 2021, we'll have to get a full presentation on the debt management strategy. Because today we had to deal with the whole MTBBS. But I think when we deal with the budget, the February budget, this matter of debt management strategy will be quite very important, because as you have alluded, Minister, that debt, if it's not properly managed, it can start to crowd service delivery, and that will lead to social unrest in the country. We have to avoid that. So we'll have to create space for briefing on the debt management strategy. And the same applies with the implementation of the economic recovery plan that has been tabled by the president as to how is it going to be implemented. I heard that the president will be heading a task team or in term, I'm not sure what team is it that. We will need a briefing on the actual implementation. Also, Minister, the issue of the public procurement bill. The public procurement bill has been in the pipeline since 2017. And in the MTBBS now, what is reflected is that it will come somewhere in 2021, 2022. We'll have to engage on this matter. This bill is a bill which has got lots of interest out there in the public. Stakeholders that engage with us are very interested on this bill. So I think the sooner the bill gets tabled in Parliament, because Treasury has been conducting public hearings, the better. Is a bill that can change the procurement landscape in a government and enable lots of players to begin to get empowered through public procurement. So let's discuss that in another platform as to when is this bill coming, because it's quite very important to us as a public representative. Thanks very much, honorable members, Minister, Deputy Minister, SARS Commissioner, DG, and your officials and officials of Parliament. We'll meet again next week on the 3rd of November to continue to discuss, engage on the public hearings, Alan and Gulek, on the 3rd.
Yes, Chair. On Tuesday, the committee is meeting, or in fact, all four committees are meeting with the PBO and FFC. And then on Wednesday, the Standing and Select on public hearings.
No,
and
let's meet
Friday. Friday next week is the response by National Treasury and SARS to the submission.
Okay. Those are the announcements. Thanks very much. The meeting is officially adjourned.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Chairperson, thank you very much.